Monday morning, and that means Howard Wilkinson joins Marianne in the studio to talk politics. Marianne off today. So, Howard, unfortunately, you drew the short straw. You get me today.
Okay, Jay. Well,
you'll make it through, though,
I
right?
think we'll do it.
A large gathering yesterday at the Museum Center at Union Terminal to honor William Mallory Sr.
Yes.
And you were there. A large crowd and quite a few speakers as well.
Yeah, it was quite an event. It was at Union Terminal Museum Center in the Rotunda. And there was an irony in that, and I think an intentional one, because he really cared about that place. This is a kid who grew up poor in the West End. In the 1940s, he was a skinny little kid, shining shoes for all the travelers who were in and out of Union Terminal. And then 40 years later, this poor kid from the West End is one of the most powerful legislators in Ohio. He's the House Majority Leader. And Union Terminal was on its last legs. I mean, it could have been demolished. This beautiful Art Deco building, which is an iconic building in Cincinnati, could have been torn down. And he used his legislative influence to get $8 million in seed money, which ended up turning Union Terminal into what it is today, the Cincinnati Museum Center. That's what he did. That's what he did for his, not only his district there in the West End, but for the city as a whole. He was a master legislator.
I don't want to drift too far. We'll get back to Mr. Mallory, but I can't help but think that, he saved Union Terminal.
Mm-hmm.
Union Terminal sort of needs a savior right now, and is
yes.
there somebody in Cincinnati that can do what he did for that,
well,
for
see,
that building?
Well, see, yeah, and that's one of the problems. I mean, if you're talking about, help from the state, in Bill Mallory Sr.'s day, there were no term limits. So you were there for as long as you could be elected. In his case, it was 28 years. Nobody can do that anymore. They're limited to 8 years, and so you don't build up the kind of influence and power as a state legislator that people like Bill Mallory and Vern Reif and his friend Bill Bowen did. So, they're going to have to look elsewhere.
There's lots of things that we could talk about that Mr. Mallory Sr. did, but one of those mm-hmm. involved the Hamilton County Municipal Courts. And
yes.
talk about what happened there and its lasting impact today.
That was that may well have been one of his greatest accomplishments. In the late 1980s, he went to federal court, and he sued over the system by which Hamilton County elected its municipal court judges. They were elected at large throughout the county. And that meant that African Americans who were concentrated within the city and surrounded by these all-white suburbs couldn't get elected. They just couldn't get elected. And in 1991, there was a settlement of a lawsuit where Hamilton County municipal court judgeships were divided up into districts, and it guaranteed that there would be some inner-city districts where blacks would have great influence and could get elected, and they have ever since. And actually, Bill Mallory Sr.'s son, William Mallory Jr., was one of the first to become a municipal court judge under that system.
You mentioned one son that was in an election, and lots of the Mallory sons have been
yes.
involved in public service. He had six children, and four of the kids have been in some sort of office?
Well, actually five. Joe was he's an administrator at the Board of Elections now, but he was previously on Forest Park City Council and was vice mayor. Dwayne is a municipal court judge. Bill Jr. Was a judge. Of course, Mark Mallory followed his father into the Ohio House and then the state Senate and just finished 8 years as the mayor of the city of Cincinnati. And then you have Dale Mallory, who is now the state representative from what is basically the same district that his father represented.
And Dale Mallory has his sights set on a state Senate seat that's now held by Eric Kearney, and so too does former council member Cecil Thomas, and you say that race could get a little interesting.
I think that's going to be a very interesting primary this spring. Dale Mallory wants that job. Eric Kearney can't run because of term limits. Cecil Thomas is out campaigning for this. Dale Mallory is out campaigning for this. It is a very Democratic district. It has a high percentage of African-American voters. And basically, whichever one of them wins its primary is probably going to win the seat because Republicans just can't do it.
Just in 10 seconds, any chance that Alicia Reese will get in that race?
From what I've heard, not, but I, you know, wouldn't discount the possibility.
All right. Howard Wilkinson is a regular Monday chat, and you can read more about the Mallory tribute from yesterday at our website, wvxu.org. Howard, thanks for stopping by this morning. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.